With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui. The Ferguson fire has now consumed over 94,000 acres near Yosemite National Park, and hazardous smoke conditions have closed Yosemite Valley indefinitely. Nearly half of the fire is now contained, but as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, Yosemite's most popular tourist destination is not yet out of the woods.
At a press conference on Tuesday, officials with Yosemite and multiple fire agencies celebrated increased fire containment, lifted evacuation orders, and the opening of some roads near the park. But Kelly Martin, the park's chief of fire and aviation, says the fire's northeast corner is still a major concern. It's spreading along the Merced River Canyon near Foresta and El Portal. If it stretches much further northeast, she warns, it could approach the north rim of Yosemite Valley.
So there's the potential for a very long-term impact to Yosemite Valley on the rim, but not the valley itself.
She says the fire could also encroach upon the valley's south rim if it continues to spread north from Glacier Point Road.
Those are the two things that we really are trying very, very hard to prevent. But it's very, very difficult, very, very steep terrain, and that's why it's making it very, very difficult for fire suppression efforts.
She says prevention efforts will likely involve more preventive burning and taking advantage of fire lines from previous fires. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.